Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the White House Baptist Church, Santa Maria, California, to brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Get ready for your brain massage. Now, folks, I'm in an airport in San Diego. I cannot find a little business suite where I can sneak in there and take care of this. I can't find any spot anywhere where I can do this without, you know, just doing a public thing here. So we got all the airport racket going on around me. I'll do what I can to edit it out in production, but I'm not sure what I'm going to end up with. But I'm faithful. I'm going to bring the show to you no matter what. MAGA will move forward as long as it remains in campaign mode and Christian patriots remain vigilant. By the way, Trump elevated a faithful soldier to the position of defense secretary over the Pentagon. His name is Peter Hegseth. Is he a Christian nationalist? MAGA faces its second major test. The first was overcoming election fraud. The second will be overcoming confirmation fraud, let's just say. I trust Trump's team has a confirmation campaign strategy. MAGA, you can't relax yet. You've heard about the FEMA supervisor who instructed FEMA agents who were sent to evaluate the relief needs of families devastated by Hurricane Helene, to skip houses with signs that indicated they supported Trump. You haven't? Oh, well, you're going to love this story. Not sci-fi to sci-fact. Chemtrails, I guess they're a real thing. And Gates is involved. Who knew? And who's surprised? 5G triggering vaccine-injected nanotechnology? What? You know, to assemble in vaccinated blood? That's a real thing, too? Whoa. Time for a Vax COVID update. And thank God that RFK will be getting in a position to do something about all of that. All of this is the reason you must not think the election 2024 is over. We've got to continue pushing the enemy back on every ongoing election fraud attempt for every seat in the House and Senate. Keep them on their heels, friends. Keep the pressure on. I'll give you an update on Trump's move to bring the god of Mammon to its knees. Why are they quiet about Trump's appointment of Musk and Vivek to run his newly created Doge? Dodge? Doge? How do you say it? Department of Government Efficiency. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
MAGA will move forward as long as it remains in campaign mode and Christian patriots remain vigilant. MAGA faces its second major test. The first was overcoming election fraud. The second will be overcoming opposition to his appointments. I trust Trump's team has a confirmation campaign strategy. MAGA, you can't relax. Keep ready to make your voice heard throughout this transition. And then we can set a steady pace for the rest of the battle, ready to answer every challenge as it presents. We're in the opening moves of this contest. The election did not finish our campaign to make America great again. It was, as it were, the gunshot that started the race, really, in many ways. It was the choosing of our champion. Now we need to field the team. And don't leave Trump out there doing this on his own. Give him support. The campaign to confirm Trump's picks is our first major test. And we must not leave him hanging on this. When you see an elephant trumpet start looking like a rhino horn, okay, get all over it. Call, write, email, and next post the traitors till they are standing naked and fully exposed. Cover any deviation from Trump's picks as treason. Not against Trump, but against the 74 million plus MAGA Americans that said no to socialism, no to communism, no to deep state Bidenism, no to Harrisism, no to Obamaism, can I go on? And no to Pelosiism, no to Schumerism, no to open borders, no to insane spending, no to endorsing and encouraging the Tran agenda, forcing it on us and our parents, and so on. No to the politically correct police statism, no to globalism, no to Antichrist, anti-God, and anti-Israel fascism. Flood our social media and your churches, your clubs, business associates, school boards, parks. I mean, you know, get a skywriting plane if you have to. The rhinos out. Protests via memes, comments. Tell those rhinos we are tired of their wicked treason and their business as usual country club politics. It's treason against the people, really. It's like Trump promised back in 2016, the people are going to return to power. Well, we've just been given power. Use it or lose it. Not one Republican that obstructs the agenda that's been laid out for MAGA should be allowed to even think he's going to be put back in office the next time we get to go to the ballot box. The American people will need to make their next major move in 2026. During the midterms, they will need to identify every coward Republican and vote them out. Every Republican committee that is run by weak-spined cowards who have as much backbone as jellyfish, and a sting, by the way, that's even more poisonous and noxious to our liberties. They must be told, stand with us, stand with MAGA, or be gone. If these yahoos in California put up another mealy-mouthed, half-committed, spineless jellyfish so-called moderate, if you insult us any further with another Democrat running behind a Republican mask, if you don't start giving us a true red-blooded America-as-founded MAGA candidate, then do the honorable thing and resign and get out of our way. Make room for someone who has the courage to put up a God and country Christian patriot who has the courage of his convictions and the character to stand up, call it like it is, and help California get out of this mess. Get out from under these despots that are driving this great state to ruin and feeding this state to hell. Virtually every person Trump has picked to implement the people's MAGA agenda. This movement is bigger, by the way, than Trump. Really. Look, I've been around a while. I'm telling you. No movement that is limited to the size of its founder will endure beyond that founder. None. I'll also tell you that no great movement launches without the power and force of a great man behind it, someone that God chooses and raises up. But I repeat, no movement that never outgrows its founder survives beyond its founder. Now, Trump's a big man, no question about that. Anyone denying that, an IDOT. I mean, no man living history has endured so much and yet kept going forward through it all. Twice falsely impeached. Now, don't play semantics with me. He was impeached. Really? The impeachers were a scam. Shifty, your political days are numbered. Satan can't withstand the attack that's coming down on this California stronghold that he's established. The evil election thieves can't keep you in power much longer. Not every challenger is for sale. Not every challenger can be cowed. Not every challenger is too lazy to run the bases hard. Not every challenger will tap out. You're going to meet one that will shout out loud and clear who you are and what you are. Trump's picks are being undermined by Republicans. Yeah, it's the same thing, the same disease that infects so much of the Republican Party. Two senators object to Trump's appointment of Pete Hegseth, you know, the guy who stepped up with the proper assessment and plan for responding to October 7th invasion of Israel by Hamas. Every one of these snake-bitten, venom-compromised, mealy-mouthed, counterfeit conservatives, har-har, who feed headlines like this to the likes of Rolling Stone, quote, GOP senators bristle at Trump's Pentagon pick, quote, makes no sense, end quote. For example, Murkowski. Now, that's a surprise, right? She seems to be annoyed. I'm just surprised, said the Democrat senator, who wears one of those rhino masks I talked about earlier. Her reason for being surprised, she said, I'm just surprised because the names that I've heard for Secretary of Defense have not included him, end quote. Trump is on to you jokers this time around. You better get used to it. And you got to love this new look on Murkowski's visage. Apparently, Trump did not read her in on his short list. Seems like he has learned how to walk through the snake pit called the swamp. Here's what a snake looks like when a rabbit it wanted for dinner just got away. No chance to leak it to the press in advance and start getting trouble up and all that. Truth is, MSM is making as much as they can about the one Republican senator almost certain to object. And then anyone else who does not praise the choice as indicating potential revolt. Now, don't be fooled by that. The red wave has actually not landed yet. I mean, if things work out the way they should, really haven't felt the impact of the crashing wave upon shore. it has not crashed in on all these people quite yet. 2026 is going to be, listen, we got to be focused there. 2026, the midterms, is going to be critical to getting America out from under the hands of these crazy people. So Hegseth will wage war on woke, and that's what they're worried about. He will rebuild the military with a major injection of T, you know what I mean, testosterone, you heard of that, at the top levels. He will make our military look masculine again. They fear men, especially men of faith, freedom, and fierce resolve. He wears a bunch of tattoos. And I don't personally like tattoos, even though I admit I have a cross on my left toe. Long story, some other time. But Pete has a bunch of them. And the one that bothers the left most is the symbol of 11th century crusaders. It's called the Jerusalem Cross. Now, here's a picture of Hegseth sporting his tattoos, and you'll see it in my notes. One ill-informed liberal thought it was a swastika. Oh, boy. What can I say? Anyway, lefty loonies are making a bit of noise about his tattoos. The Jewish Telegraph Agency, established in 1917, is a supporter of the war and Netanyahu's objectives in that war against Hamas, really against Iran now, and Hezbollah. But they oppose him holding the office of prime minister. They fear Hegseth is a Christian nationalist, and his tattoos are presented as Exhibit 1. Hegseth's tattoos, I'm quoting now, political views and religious affiliation and background are consistent with an extreme strain of Christian nationalism, according to Matthew Taylor, a scholar of the Institute for Islamic, Christian, and Jewish Studies. Specifically, he appears to belong to a fringe denomination known as Reform Reconstructionism, which believes in applying biblical Christian law to society, exclusively male leadership, and actively preparing the world for the prophesied return of Jesus, end quote. Yeah, now, that's what scares him. He is a Christian crusader, or some would call it Christian nationalist. And this, oh my, this is what really gets them. He believes in applying biblical Christian law to society. That's scary. You see, look, the Christian nationalism was addressed from the pulpit of Lighthouse a few months ago. But let me make a few things clear. I don't subscribe to Catholic dogma relating to the papacy. The whole Holy See thing is a doctrinal construction built from bits and pieces of scriptures used out of context to produce a system that is blasphemous, actually, ascribing to a man the authority that belongs to Christ alone. I hold views that are in far greater sympathy with those of reformers on that point. However, neither do I subscribe to Reform Reconstructionism, at least not to the premise that it rests upon, the assumption that the kingdom of Christ to come is ushered in by the church. I'll be addressing this Sunday night, 5 p.m. at the Lighthouse. I need to go to break here, but this really is an important question for Christians to sort out. What exactly is the kingdom of heaven, and how are the keys of the kingdom used in the world today? What is the role of the church in the kingdom of Christ, and his present rule from heaven over the kings of the earth? The Bible does say that Jesus is, right now, Prince of the kings of the earth. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Does it seem to you that Satan is getting the upper hand in your life, your home, your church, and in our nation? How can this be? The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, right? Jesus warned us that we would face devils that can only be overcome by prayer and fasting. Call 805-314-2114. Call 805-314-2114. GodsWar2020.com.
Hi, my name is Alexandra Morris. I would like to invite you to San Luis Obispo County's Senior Resource Fair on November 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the South County Regional Center in Aurora Grande. Meet with over 40 various exhibitors sharing local senior services and information on aging well in SLO County. Free flu shots will be available. Learn about new programs and products to help you and your loved ones age with health, dignity, and safety. November 19th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the South County Regional Center. The website is slocountyresource.com, and the phone number, if you have questions, is 805 329 3661. The website, slowcountyresource.com. The phone number is 805-329-3661. We hope to see you there.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that we steal from us our liberties, and we must be ever vigilant. I apologize for the sound quality of the first segment. I did the best I could to extract the airport noise, got most of it out of there, but our radio team here at KSMA, 1240 AM and 99.5 FM, graciously allowed me to post late. So instead of traveling home all day from Mexico, and arriving home after 1 AM, and then spending another hour or more finishing up the second segment and posting, I was able to get a bit of rest. Thank you. And my thanks also to my BrainMassage.net subscribers. Normally I post Friday night, as you can see. That didn't happen this weekend. I appreciate your patience. I'll give a full report on my trip to Mexico during church Sunday. Hegseth will neutralize Biden's Department of Defense revision, which, together with the rumors circulating around all that, served to weaponize the military against U.S. citizens. Happily, it does not appear they're going to go forward with that plan since, the red wave mounted up and washed it all away anyway. At least let's hope so. And speaking of Hegseth, I forgot to mention all the employees of ODEI, that's the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, are threatening to quit if Hegseth gets confirmed. Oh, yeah. But friend, Matt Gaetz is the point of the spear in Trump's efforts to drain the swamp. I understand some DOJ will do likewise and save the incoming AG the trouble of firing them. Should we thank the Biden administration for their cooperative spirit in this transition of power? thank you. It's a good month for that, by the way. I mean, resign already and enjoy Thanksgiving with your family. FDA employees are threatening to quit if RFK gets confirmed. Well, man, I mean, where's Doug Oldham? If it keeps getting better and better, oh Lord, I mean, really, thank you. Maybe you could join all those empty-headed celebrities that are going to leave because Trump got elected. Tulsi's also getting some pushback. FDA employees are threatening to quit if RFK gets confirmed. It sounds like Congress is all ready to show Trump who's boss. Right? You notice that? The same Republicrats opposing Trump now were all ready to cooperate with Biden's appointments. Do you remember that? You know, to show respect for the president's right to define his own team. A spirit of cooperation and democratic sensibilities. Where's that now? The effort to smear Gaetz for some allegation that he had sex with a minor, that, friend, it didn't work when the Democrats tried it before. And it's not going to work for you, Republicrats, either. If they block this appointment, let's make certain it's the service of their letter of resignation. Time to go, Cornyn, Graham. Pack your bags, boys. Listen, MAGA Americans, have they not got your attention yet? They made it very clear business as usual is no longer the usual business. Trump is an outsider of the camp leader, and we need outsiders to staff him, apparently, not insiders to stab him. And by the way, while I'm on this topic, Josh Hawley, what's wrong with you? Didn't you get the MAGA memo? That old bit about representing your friends in Congress? Man, that's over. It's over. Scott was MAGA. Thune is, he's on the inside. He's in on the inside. He's the sort of fellow McConnell would have picked. You fed us a great headline, thank you. Quote, Senate Republicans reject MAGA for Mitch McConnell ally in shock vote, end quote. Listen, you are who you hang with. Now, Thune is from South Dakota, and maybe you think you could trust him, but why would you explain your vote for him and rejection of Rick Scott by pointing out that this Thune guy's your friend? Why aren't you friends with Rick Scott? Representatives are not there to represent their colleagues or to support their friendships or to advance their careers. Now, you know this. You're there to represent the people that voted to put you into office. The government has been given back to the people. Remember them? Yeah, I know you've been doing a great job. You really have. But one dumb move like this, and we start thinking, well, now here we go again. Another spin on the merry-go-round. It's all a show. Working both sides? I'm just saying that we've been burned like this so many times, and we're like very done with that nonsense. We're not going to forget. Now, I'm really getting so done with these Republican snobs and their good old boy club. The country club Republican era is over. Anyway, next. You heard about the FEMA supervisor who instructed FEMA agents who were sent to evaluate the relief needs of families devastated by Hurricane Helene to skip houses if they had signs that they supported Trump. Now, when this got out, FEMA's first response was to say that she had been reassigned. And that one sunk like a rock. So she was then fired and then became whistleblower for a day, testified that this was not an isolated policy, that she was not acting alone. But apparently she sorted out some kind of a compromise because now she's playing on their side again, saying the instruction was premised on standard FEMA policy that does not require agents to endanger themselves when approaching houses, like, say, a house with a yard of vicious dogs. All right? Her instruction to skip Trump houses, she explained, was an application of that policy. Yeah, she said that. Approaching a house devastated by a hurricane would if they have a Trump sign on it, would be like entering a yard with a dangerous dog or a potentially dangerous dog. You've got to be kidding me. Trump supporters have been subjected to quite enough abuse. Thank you. It actually started back in Reagan's day when liberals then said those who supported Reagan's policies wanted Americans to drink poison water, breathe poison air, and feed dog food to grandma. It's the same crowd Obama's administration covertly labeled domestic terrorists and openly called bitter, God and gun clingers, who Hillary later called deplorables and irredeemable, and whom lately Biden called garbage and openly labeled MAGA Americans terrorists. With the entire media industrial complex piling on daily with calling us fascists and Nazis who blindly follow Hitler, and now this wicked woman who instructed her team to skip homes of Americans devastated by Helene if they had a Trump sign in their yard, likened them to junkyard dogs. Well, you know, like the self-righteous priest that walked past a neighbor who had been wounded and left half dead. This self-righteous woman dehumanizes Trump supporters and justifies passing them by. Libs are so afraid of Trumpers. Trumpers are going to get you. Yeah, for liberals, it's going to become a new boogeyman. Hey, kids, if you don't eat your vegetables, a Trumper's going to get you. You'll hear cries in the night in liberal homes. Mommy, mommy, daddy, I think there's a Trumper under my bed. What a pack of macaroons. What's that? I call people names. Okay, well, Democrat. That's a term coined to speak of a demon advancing Satan's agenda through a Democrat to differentiate them from the old school Democrats who actually loved America as founded. Admittedly, devils also work through Republicrats. That's nearer an act of name calling, I suppose. It's certainly intended as a pejorative, for it likens Republicans that betray the interests of those from whom they beg money and support, and then serve the policies and interests of the side that we specifically were voting against. You know, like rats infesting the Republic. Yeah. So, okay. I still argue it's descriptive and not merely mudslinging. You ask, what's the difference? Well, okay, here you go. They spent the last 8 years calling Trump Hitler, Nazi, fascist, while never pointing to a single thing he actually did that even resembled these sorts of things. They likened him to Stalin. I think I heard someone throw an allusion in there to Pol Pot. But I did notice they never accused him of being Mao. I guess that would have offended their beloved dictator, Xi. But suddenly, all of that went away when Trump won. And it was all brushed under the rug, as politics is a tough game. And there you go. That's the difference. When I call someone mealy-mouthed, I'm pointing to mealy-mouthed behavior. And if I call them a traitor, I generally specify to what and why.
Jesus referred to the religious hypocrites of his day as, well, let's start with hypocrite, and then go on to whitewash graves full of dead men's bones and add snakes and vipers to the mix. These were intended to rebuke and expose them for what they were. They were not intended to smear them to win some political contest. The dead giveaway here is that progressives use name-calling to smear an opponent in a contest. And the proof is that suddenly, after Trump wins, we're not hearing them talk about him being Hitler. You only call him Hitler when you want someone to kill him, right? That failing, you know, you stop lying, and well, at least about that. And another proof, it's all about smearing or attacking a political opponent, is the fact that they call us violent 10 times a day and overlook the fact that every nut job that tried to kill Trump was one of theirs. All the violence that erupted in 2020 was from their side of the political spectrum. The fact is, all the violence is coming from crazy loon libs. Check out the Cory Burke story. Yikes! This progressive and disturbed young lady went berserk over Trump's winning and took it out on her father, who apparently voted for Trump, chopped up her Trump-supporting father with an ice axe. Excuse God. And FEMA, under the Biden regime, tells investigators they can pass houses of Trump supporters if they're afraid of violence. And by doing this, they are literally committing an act of violence against Americans with whom they politically disagree. Now, friend, I'm willing to guarantee you that conservative Christian Republicans would never do that. These libs really need to stop digging, you know? Well, sci-fi to sci-fact, chemtrails are a real Gates thing, and 5G triggering vaccine-injected nanobots to assemble in vaccinated blood. Man, anyway, I'll have to deal with that Saturday night during the Brain Massage Live. An update on the Musk-Vivek move on bringing Mammon to its knees will have to also be discussed tomorrow night. I want to get into what we can expect to come from Musk's work in the Department of Government Efficiency. Now, that's a couple of questions. Why create a two-headed department? Never seen that work very well. And here's an article saying they've targeted $6.75 trillion of government waste. What? Man, they've been on the job. Okay, friends, I've lit the lamps to the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. 805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'm looking very much forward to being with our church family this coming Sunday.